Zakta Mishnah Vaita Masechtas Makas Perik Aleph Mishnah Vav. Ein Ha'edim Zoymen Neherogin. Zoymen witnesses are not put to death, meaning to say Reuven Hashemen. Ad Sheyagomer Hadin. There had to have first been a Gemar Din. In other words, Reuven Hashemen came and they said they saw Levi kill someone, and there was the whole process. And as we learned in Masechtas Sanhedrin, it's not an easy process before Bezin actually paskins that someone is Chayiv Misa. It happened once or seven, or according to one sheet, once in 70 years. But the Maisa, that's what happened over here. Bezin did everything they had to do. They went through the whole process, and they were Gomer the Din. They gave out the psak that the accused is going to be killed. And then along come Yisachar as well and say, what do you mean? Reuven Hashem and Imanu HaYisim, you were with us. Sakta Mishnah. Shreya Tzedaikim, I mean the Tzedaikim said, who are the Tzedaikim? So we've learned about this earlier. They were a group of people who didn't accept Taitah Shebal Peh. They interpreted everything straight from the Pasuk, even though they had no Messiah how to teach the Pasuk. But they claimed that, look at the Pasuk. Shreya Tzedaikim, I mean the Tzedaikim say, Ad Sheyaharek, from the Pasuk it's Mashma, that we would only kill Yisachar and Zvulun if the accused was actually executed. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, actually it says, as the Taisus Yom Tov points out and corrects the Girsa, Nefesh bin Nefesh. We're going to kill Reuven and Shimon if the accused was killed. Amr Lem Chacham, so the Chacham said to the Tzedakim, but for like Farnemar, it already says, Va'asisim loy kashazamim lasois li'achiv. You shall do to the Zoymimim witness as he planned to do to his brother. So you see, Verei Achiv Kayim, that his brother is still alive. Nuvim Kain. If that's the case, Lom and Emma, why does Ataka say Nefesh ben Nefesh? That teaches us something else. Yachl, I would have thought, Mishasha Kiblu Edusan, that as soon as Bezin accepts the Edus of Reuven and Shimon, Yehargu, should the Edom Zayim come afterwards? Reuven and Shimon should be killed. Tamar Lemer, therefore the Pasuk says, no, Nefesh ben Nefesh. Ha'ena Neheragin, Reuven and Shimon would not be killed. Ad, Sheyagomer Hadin. Unless the verdict was given, unless there was a Psak Din, at that point, it's as if the defendant's life had already been taken. If Bezin said he's Chayiv Misa, so it's as if he died already. The Raya is, if someone kills someone who Bezin already paskin lumisa, that person is not executed because gavra ketila katal. That's what we learn from nefesh benefesh. But it has to be before he was actually killed. So once again, in order for the Edom Zayman to be killed, it has to be that Yisachar and Zvulun came along after the psak, after the gemar din, but before the accused was actually killed.